Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan. Let's talk about how to make you extraordinarily good with people by practicing my favorite people strategy called practicing positive projection. Positive projection is the idea that you project positivity and good energy onto other people at all times. When it's difficult to do it, when it's easy to do it, doesn't matter. That you're bringing buoyant, positive energy into your relationships. But it's difficult for people to do that. So let me give you four sub-strategies. Big strategy is practice positive projection with other people. How do you do that? Number one, honor people's struggle. You know, if you think about your life right now, I bet there's some areas where you're struggling. Maybe there's a relationship or a work situation or your health or something you've been trying to give or create. And sometimes it's just like, you know? And have you ever felt like maybe some people around you don't know how hard you work and how much you dream and how much you give and how much you try to take care of other people? Well, if you've ever felt that way, now you understand that emotion that everybody feels. Everybody, all of us, everyone around the world struggles. But what we forget when we become sort of trapped in our own little world
or our ego is just so self-interested that sometimes we stop seeing the struggle other people go through. And so it's easier to judge them. It's easier to make them the enemy. It's easier to tease them. It's easier to be critical to them. And suddenly we start losing our humanity. And when we lose that humanity, it's not likely that we're going to remember to be positive with other people, you know? I mean, it's that old philosophical statement that if we knew the struggles and the pain and the hardship of our worst enemies, they would soon become our best friends. Because we'd realize it's just hard. You know, people are struggling. And if you can't see that, if you can't have that heart in you, that sensation that recognizes the challenges that other people face, it's hard for you to be kind. It's hard for you to be patient. It's hard for you, frankly, to be a good human. If you look at the people we celebrate, they had an extraordinary outpouring of empathy for other people. Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Dalai Lama. They had joy and kindness in their heart for other people. And even when they met the person who was the most struggling, the most poor, the most hurt, the most evil, they met them in a positive energy. They brought to them love, mindfulness, presence, care, compassion, empathy, goodwill. And it was their ability to do that, even when it seemed the most difficult, that we admire them and that some of them became saints or heroes or people that we all look up to and say, geez, I wish I could be more like that. You want to be extraordinary with people? Honor the struggle. Remember how much difficulty people go through. If that is always on top of your mind, you'll be more patient, you'll be more kind. Second, I think it's vastly important that we improve our ability to take interest in other people. What I call taking enthusiastic interest. If I ever sat down with you, I wouldn't shut up, but except for the times in which all I did was ask you more about yourself. That's all I do. I'd just be sitting there. I'd be constantly asking you about yourself. I'd be fascinated with you. Your job to practice positive projecting to other people is to take a fascination in them. You should know, what are their interests? What are their desires? What do they love that's going on in their life right now, in their work right now, in their relationships right now? What are they excited about? What are they scared of? What are their big dreams and their biggest fears? To take interest in other people is such an art in a time when people are so falsely interested, right? When you meet somebody new, what do? You go to their Facebook page for 10 seconds and you scan it and you make a judgment and you're off onto the other things. We gotta do better than that. We got to bring humanity back to our relationships and our network in such a way that we know the people in our network. We really know them. You really know your family. You really know your friends and your immediate peer group. If you know what their values are, their interests, their passions, and their dreams are, suddenly it's much easier for you not only to be a positive person with them, but now with that fascination that you have with them, you can kind of become their cheerleader. You can be that person who says, I know you're interested in this. Hey, check out this article. I know you're interested in that. Hey, meet this person. I know you're interested in this. Hey, let me help you. And as soon as you become a champion of people because you know what they're interested in, you yourself become fascinating and interested in them. You yourself get more positive energy from them because they recognize that the two of you are on a journey together, that you're a real human. You know, real humans take interest in other people. We forget that now in this digital age. But the reason I do these videos and I read all the comments from everything, from my blog posts, from my Facebook pages, everything that happens on social media, because I'm interested in people. And that interest has taught me a lot about people so that when I post something or I share an insight, it's not just coming from my opinion, it's coming from my recognition of patterns in humanity. And because of that, you know, we have 3 million plus fans on Facebook and tens of millions of followers all across social media and blog posts. And all, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it comes from my fascination with people that's taught me enough about people to hopefully inspire you from what I've learned. So please take a deep fascination in other people, a deep interest in other people. I think another one that it's difficult for people to do is to, and this is gonna sound weird, but it's difficult not to assume other people's energy. If you're going to practice positive projection onto other people, it's important not to be someone who serves as an antenna for other people's energy. You know, we have these things in our brain called our mirror neurons. These are neurons and really a grouping of neurons that seem to fire when we recognize something in other people. So if you see sadness in other people, these neurons fire and all of a sudden we start to experience a sense of sadness. You see joy in other people, you start to experience their joy. You see hurt in other people, you start to feel bad and hurtful. It's amazing that we can mimic and mirror or catch the emotions of other people. Other people's emotions can be caught by us. And if we're not attentive to that, then we start to being a reflection of those around us versus being a person who is willing the energy that we want in the world. I think it's very important that you don't catch on to what I call social emotional contagion. Like if you're picking up of all the energy around the world, most of the energy around the world right now is distracted, dissipated, and disgruntled, you know? And if you pick up on that, you start to feel like this weird sense of stress and this weird sense of judgment and this weird sense of negativity. You know, the world right now is drowning in pools of pessimism. And if you catch on to that, you start to feel that, it's easy for people to yank you in that pool and drown you. So you need to be strong and sure and confident and healthy to avoid that. You have to have intention to bring positivity to the world, despite the world's bias often for negativity. And if you can do that, you'll start to feel like it's easier for you to project something that's positive. And to do that, I think the last element I would share with you is to have a statement that you say to people. When you see them, or you pray for them, or you walk by them on the street, to say something in your mind. And for me, myself, I've conditioned myself. When I walk past a stranger, and if we connect eyes, I always say to myself, as soon as I pass them or we have that moment, I always say, I wish nothing for you but joy, health, and love. I say it all the time. When I think of someone, I wish nothing for you but joy, health, and love. Joy, health, and love. I feel like I'm constantly giving that energy to other people, that I want you to be joyous in your life. I want you to be healthy. I want you to experience broad senses of love and meaning in your life. And because that's my intention for other people, and I'm always communicating that message through my energy to them, they feel positive around me. And people say, geez, Brendan, I like being around you, even though you're weird, you know? And I think it's because all these elements I've shared in this video. I hope that helps you think about how you interact with other people. I'm sure you've got lots of great tricks and things that you do as well to motivate you to be even better with people. Stay on path with that. You deserve to have extraordinary relationships with other people, but you can't do that unless you have the intention to project positivity on people. And as you do that more and more and more in your life, your relationships start to spark and come back to life. You start to feel positive towards other people and you start to experience what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at BrendanBurchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.